So I've been doing so much music, not real therapeutic stuff, except my new song is very good. Is very therapeutic.
What do you mean by not therapeutic? You're just doing the work?
I worked like on 4 songs, and you know what's so interesting is sometimes it pays off. It's amazing. Just to replace maybe 5 or 6 lines is so much work, and I pulled it off.
Beautiful. Wow.
I'm living my life with my music.
That is so well sung. There's so many things to say about that vocal.
Thank you.
You know, in terms of that, oh my God, the vibrato, the emotion where you inflict it, but you get the emotion, but you didn't lose pitch.
It's just so nice when it pays off.
The legato was cool.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you, thank you. All because of you. You're with me.
Oh my God.
You're with me in every song.
Judy, that's beautiful.
Thank you. You know, I worked so hard, like, on some to fix. And then some, like this one, I sang it well. I think that's the key. I'm singing better. That makes the editing easier. Trying to edit, like, beside me always and trying to edit every season is something I did 4 months ago. I'm already changing. So I would love your feedback. That's why I brought my guitar, because I can't wait to arrange it. But I need to slow down, you know. It's always better not to rush.
I see what you're
arranging
saying.
It.
Yeah.
But I think it's done. It all flowed out. Last week, I had 2 verses and the chorus without a resolution. I found a chord. It's like a puzzle. I found one chord that made the resolution happen.
Oh,
and it's so beautiful. So on the resolution, the line that came out was, my dream will get me through, which is exactly what I always say. Just like with me when I grow old, it all came together. That was, what's the word you use? The message, you know?
Oh, like, yes.
I ended up doing an A and B chorus. So I use the going in there, and I come back to the chorus and repeat it. And I think it's very pretty. The beginning of the chorus sort of sets the song.
Yeah. Okay.
But I only want to play you my recording, because you got to hear the last chorus, what I did. I'm going to surprise you.
My dream will get me through.
Wow.
Play that just for that.
Wow.
Okay, help me with my higher register.
That's so cool.
I can't believe I did that. You know how many times I had to sing that to get that. But actually, the key now, I have the guitar tuned a half step down. I think when I bring it to George, I should do it in the key of C.
What I just heard was D?
C sharp.
So you start. So you say when you go to George, you want to lower it a half
step. One more half step.
Oh.
I love the chords, and I was thinking of trying to play it in another key. It doesn't sound the same.
Oh.
I can't even find the chords. They're just completely different.
Wow.
But you might be able to help me transpose it, because if he plays, he's going to need chords. So we might try it in the key of C. But I play it in the key of D on the guitar. So let me show you. So the question in my mind is, do I write a song to my ability level, or do I write a song the way I hear it? I like the way I hear it. Even if I can't technically pull it off, I'm going to figure a way out.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Do you feel that way? Because I'll show you 2 different ways. The more comfortable way, and then the more tension-provoking way.
Filling my soul, it makes me whole. Helping me cope, my dream gives me hope.
So the safer way would be
filling my soul, it makes me whole, helping me cope.
Okay, you like what I like. I love it. Okay, all right. Thank you, Peach.
I
support me in this stuff. I love, if it bothers somebody's ears. And you know what's funny is when you first hear it, it does shock you. It's like, what? But that's the beauty.
Thank you.
Thank you
for saying that.
It's
you took the
boring.
Words right out of my
it's
mouth.
It's just you follow a melody that goes somewhere that's familiar. Of course, it's not shocking. But
right.
That's like every other song.
That's right.
All right.
You know, people start falling asleep. You know, but yeah, no, that's what I do. If I'm having trouble with something, I'll work on the technique to try to pull off one good recording of that.
And
that
I will get it.
I
will get it. So here's my quick, I'll ask you every question I can think of before.
I think that's beautiful, by the way.
I
love it, when the way you say that makes me whole.
I love
that. That is
whole.
Like,
it
that's
floats.
A goosebumpy thing. That
you know
is
what my
just
favorite
so,
word is?
What's that?
through my body it flows. I feel it flowing through my body, and the words fit how I feel, and it sounds so sensual. It's it's like, oh, it's flowing through my body. I can feel it.
Great. So okay. I'm sorry, I cut you off. You were going
to
say
Everything I want to ask you, because I say I want to start recording the guitar. I bought new strings. That's the first thing I do is record the guitar. So I'll start with the intro. This is the verse, and this is my melody. And like I say, it'd be safe to just do this and do it. But I kind of like an intro that uses the chorus. And this is what I have for my intro. A thought would be this riff. I could do it two times and kind of lead in with half of the verse like this, because it doesn't go to the verse easily. I have to go from here to there. And then I can start the song. Like the sky.